And of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I congratulate you, Nicholas, on the day of your baptism, and Michael to be a sponsor. Michael will be a good sponsor. He'll pray for you, and that's the most important aspect of a sponsor, that he'll pray for you and he'll care about you to the end of his days or your days. The apostle tells us that as many as us as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death. Then he goes on to tell us, since we're buried by baptism into death, we, as Christ was raised from the dead, shall also be raised from the dead, that we should walk in newness of life. This, in essence, is the meaning of baptism. Before baptism, we were exiles. We might want to do good, but we can't quite do good. Not to be good enough to know God intimately. Maybe good enough for the world to think we're doing well. Maybe good enough for those who know us to think we're doing well. Maybe good enough for ourselves even to think we're doing well. But not in our heart of hearts. In our heart of hearts, we know that there's many things that are wrong with us. Many imperfections. Many ways of thinking that we wish we didn't think. Many ways of reacting to things, many thoughts, a warfare that goes on within us, which we lose often. Baptism kills that man that is constantly failing to do righteousness. Now, the baptism might kill the man and might bring you up in newness of life, and we were telling you at the meal that indeed that baptismal font is a tomb. It is indeed a tomb. And you spent time in the tomb, enough time to die, and enough time when you came out of the tomb to resurrect a new creature. The essence, the understanding of Christianity that a person must have is that you are a new creature, Nicholas. Now, do you still have some tendencies towards sins that you had only a few minutes ago? Yes. Do you still have the full effect of your personality, of your past, of all the things you've done or haven't done, all the things you remember, all of your past life's experiences, all of your weaknesses and tendencies towards sins? Yes, you have all those things, just as we do as well. But the understanding that a Christian must have is you have been made new. You have been made capable of defeating these things. Before, you might be able to a little bit at a time, become better. But Jesus Christ wants the whole man to be better. He wants everything to be perfected. And this indeed is the promise of God. He who hath begun a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. And we live with this certainty. And this certainty makes us go on and struggle. Now, there'll be times when sin gets the best of you. And that just means you're human and you aren't dead yet. Because as long as we breathe, we will sin. But the promise of Christianity, which the world does not understand, and which, sad to say, many times Christians do not understand either, the promise of Christianity is you will become perfected. And baptism is the beginning of that perfection. Now, as Christ went into death and was resurrected, so we go into death and we are resurrected. Now you have died the death now. Now it is time to live the resurrection. And our Lord gave us an example of how to live. That's why he spent time on the earth teaching, as well as allowed himself to be executed and rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. He could have done that very early in his ministry, but he spent time instead teaching us how to live, how to react to things. He taught his disciples very many intimate things which are not written down but are part of the mind of the church, and also actually are part of our mind because they're in our heart. Because when the Holy Spirit abides in us, and as one of the scriptures told us that he baptizes us with the Holy Spirit in another place and with fire as well, warmth, heat, fervor, and the Holy Spirit within us to enlighten us in all things. So you know everything you need to know. Now, you're much like a child. A child knows, has the potential to become a cognizant adult. Everything they need is there. Whether or not they become a cognizant adult depends on how they're raised and how they live, what they're taught. That's for a child. But for an adult, you've already reached the age where you understand things and where you are responsible for your actions. So if you are to grow to adulthood in Christ, then you must struggle to follow the commandments. You must struggle to walk as Christ walked. You've been baptized as he was baptized. You've been put to death as he was put to death. You've been resurrected as he was resurrected. Now it is time for you to live as he lived on the earth. To crucify your old man. That is, to put to death all of your passions. This comes a little bit at a time. People don't understand many times is that your fundamental personality has not been changed. Who you are has not been changed. What you are capable of doing, that has been changed today. And you are now capable of righteousness. And this righteousness is something which will bring you peace. We all have many things that assail us in life. Our sins, memories of things we did and didn't do, difficult things. All of those things will be made new. All of those things will be done away with that hurt us. And we will be made perfect. This is the promise of baptism. This is the promise of Jesus Christ. But not just a promise. What good is a promise unless it is made by someone who is reliable? I can promise you eternal life, but I can't deliver on that promise. I'm only a man. Jesus Christ, when he promises you eternal life, he showed that he's capable of giving it because he rose from the dead. So if he's reliable in that he rose from the dead, then we should also trust him in how to live. You've been made capable of living a righteous life. Now, a little bit at a time, become better. A little bit at a time. Struggle to pray a little bit more. Struggle to keep the fasts. Struggle to listen to the Holy Spirit that is in your heart. Because you have been freed from sin. You no longer are captive to it. Things that are hard for you to stop thinking, stop doing. Most of the time our sins are in our heart, right? Most of the time they're in our thoughts. And those are the things that bother us the most. When we have thought evil things, angry thoughts, or other kinds of base thoughts. Those are the kinds that assail a Christian the most. A Christian with a heart, a Christian who loves. People who care very little, they define their righteousness of whether or not they've eaten meat on a Wednesday or not. But your thoughts, you are now free to have better thoughts. Tomorrow, you won't have substantially better thoughts. But in time, you will. In time, they will change. In time, things that assail you will become better. This is the promise of baptism. You've been made free. The old man is destroyed. Your sinful nature can be changed into something righteous, something perfect, something that brings you perfect peace. This peace which surpasseth all understanding can only be understood. I said it surpasses all understanding, but it can be understood by following the commandments, struggling to be a Christian, begging God to help you. Then the impossible is made possible. The apostles once said, how can anyone be saved? And the Lord said, well, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The unbelievable can happen now to you, to me, to all of us in this room. We can become perfect. We can become such that there is nothing in our heart that makes any disquiet in us, that harms us, that hurts us, that agitates us. We would only have perfect, tranquil peace. It is possible. because of baptism, and because of the aftermath of baptism, because of living in the resurrection. So I adjure you, please, live in the resurrection. Make this the first day of the beginning of your new life. And every day after it, live as a Christian. That's your most important thing. No matter what you do in your day-to-day life, whether you're successful or unsuccessful from a worldly perspective, whether you have health or no, or become sick, all of these things are not important. What is only important is that each day you live in the resurrection. Each day you have put on Christ, put on righteousness. May God help you to do these things and to become new in all things.